Welcome to another episode of Girls Dig Muscle Radio, presented by rxmuscle.com.au. Featuring obviously myself, your host, Xavier Wills, and your co-host. And now I can introduce her as an IFBB Women's Physique Pro, Amy Fox. Amy, are you used to that little IFBB Pro tag that you've got now at the start of your name?
It's pretty cool, Xavier. I love it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I knew how much you wanted that IFBB Pro card, and at FedEx you brought it, and you're up against a few other girls, and from everything I've heard, like, I heard people were saying that they heard the judges talking up the front, and they're saying, you know, she can beat Dana Lynn Bailey, who's the number one girl in the world, so that's got to be a massive thrill for you, and you've already got some IFBB Pro shows on the cards that you want to do this year.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just hearing the judges, you know, feedback and them saying that is just like an overwhelming compliment, really. Like, I don't think I'm close to Dana Lynn Bailey at the moment, but, you know, give me another 12 months and I know that I can get better. So I just want to do, you know, as many pro shows as I possibly can, as much as I can possibly afford, just in the next 12 months as well, just to get my face out there, really. Exactly. And enjoy it.
That's smart. And you're like, you know, you had your, you know, probably a couple of days off and stuff after FedEx and
Xavier, I'm back on the wagon as of yesterday. I had the whole week off.
Yep, and you're doing cardio as we speak, aren't you?
I'm on the treadmill. Can you hear me like puffing like a hog?
No.
I feel unfit after even a week.
Yeah, no, you kind of feel like that, don't you? Like you kind of I know you start holding a bit of water and you're like, you just feel a bit sluggish, so That's awesome that you're back on it, and can you announce what shows you are going to be doing or what ones you are definitely locked in for?
Yeah, like I've on the 17th of May, there's the New York Pro, and I'm desperate to do that one because that one gives you heaps of points as well. So obviously, if you place first, you go straight through to the Olympia, and I just feel like my chances of getting noticed are a lot better because Dana Lynn Bailey goes straight to the Olympia. She's not competing in any of those shows because I had a chat to her at FedEx. So, if I come second at that show, I get 8 points. Most of the other shows throughout the year, if you come second, you might only get 4 points. So, it's a points game as well.
So it's basically you get double the points at New York Pro for placing, you know, second to fifth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's, you know, if you come second, then you've just kind of killed two birds with one stone. You've got the points that you might have only got after having placed twice in two shows. So, yeah.
You can always guarantee if you're going to be placing top three of New York Pro and you've got another two or so shows to do, then you're always guaranteed a spot in the Olympia, which is absolutely enormous. And, obviously, at FedEx, you competed, you won. People said you won convincingly. I didn't get to see you on stage, but I saw pictures, and I have to agree. So what was the kind of, was there any critiques? Is there anything that people said you need to work on or to compete in the pro ranks? What was the kind of overall, I suppose, reaction you got from, you know, the judges and media and stuff like that?
Well, actually, the biggest critics were probably my mum and my sister. Like, they sort of said to me, "You weren't smiling as much as what you normally smile, and you didn't seem yourself on stage." And like that's the truth. Like, it was probably the most highly stressful day that I have ever had. Like, I was really anxious, wound up about getting on stage. I wanted it so bad, Xavier. And like the other two girls, Sarah Alexander and also Nikki Ford. I mean, I was looking at them backstage thinking, oh my God, they're so lean. Like these girls look insane. I don't think I'm going to win. Like I just don't think I've got it. I don't think my conditioning's right. I don't think, you know, there's this and there's that. It was just the amount of pressure that I put on myself that day was just overwhelming. So to actually win it feels pretty good.
Yeah, and you can psych yourself out as well with like doing that kind of stuff, you know, looking at these other competitors. And
I'm not usually like that either. Like that's never sort of happened to me before. So, it kind of rattled me a little bit.
Was it just because it was such a big show and you had so much invested in this and the fact that you were the favourite and everyone was saying, oh, you'll win it?
Yeah, it had a lot to do with that. It had a lot to do with just the pressure I'd put on myself because, I mean, Xavier, I've thrown everything into this comp prep. I mean, like, I'm flat broke at the moment. I've just put absolutely everything into it. I said to Tony when I was on stage at the Omara show on Sunday night that, you know, Christmas Day, I trained three times Christmas Day, didn't eat a thing that I wasn't meant to eat. I had my 30th on the 20th of February again, didn't celebrate, like just, there wasn't, I just went for it with this one. So the thought in my head that I wasn't going to win didn't creep in until literally like moments before I hopped on stage. And I can't tell you why, but I had no backup plan. Like I went there to win it. That's it.
Yeah. You wasn't thinking, okay, if I don't win this one, I'll come back next year. It's like, you don't want to wait another year. You want to get that pro card, and you obviously got that pro card. You don't have to worry about that now. And now you've just got to worry about competing up in the pro ranks, and you'll be doing a massive show as your first IFBB pro show in the New York Pro. But I'm very confident, and if you're confident in yourself and you can be yourself on stage, then you're absolutely going to kill it up there, those pro girls. And you know, if a New York Pro, you really have nothing to lose as well. I mean, you know what I mean? If you place higher, then that is absolutely awesome. If you don't place as high, you probably know it's not because of your physique, it's because, you know, they have maybe have so many girls to look at.
Exactly. There's just no pressure. Like, it's just, yeah. It feels really comfortable going into this show, and I'm really looking forward to it. I was talking to Eliane yesterday, and she's just super excited. She said the same thing, you know, just the pressure has kind of been lifted off our shoulders, and we can just, you know, go for it because we want to go for it, not because we have to.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's awesome, and I think, and when I say yeah, if you don't place as high in New York Pro, I think I'm very confident you'll be placing very well. It's just whether they'll give you the nod to be placing, you know, a top five like I think you'll probably deserve. Granted, you obviously bring your conditioning and stuff like that. But
I think my conditioning is still not up to scratch. Like I was happy with my conditioning because it's the best conditioning that I've ever had at the Pro Q, but it's still not good enough, Xavier. Like it's still, I'm still not tight. I still, my muscle sort of doesn't sit right under the skin, so I need to work on that. And I think that's just a time thing for me, focusing on my diet in the off season and not really having a off season blowout like I always do.
Yeah, and I think maybe like you continuing on, like, you know, only having a week off and continuing on your diet now, I think that might even help you. You know what I mean? Your body will get used to kind of staying at a leaner, I suppose, leaner state. You know what I mean? And your body might become like slightly more accustomed to that.
Exactly. Well, also, this is my strategy. Why I've sort of spread out the three shows and given myself, you know, 3-4 weeks just in between shows rather than doing them back to back, because I don't want to have an off season as such.
Also, while you diet as well, you don't go, I mean, I don't know about the end of your diet, but I know at the start of your diet at least and halfway through, you weren't going super, super low calories. What's the kind of approach now, and how many calories are you taking in now?
I picked up the calories a little bit. I did sort of drop them down. I think I was on around about, for the last few weeks, maybe 2,600 a day, but that kind of changed over 3 days. So, you know, dropped down a little bit lower and picked it up a little bit higher, but roughly 2,600.
That's still a lot. That's still quite a bit.
Yeah. So I'm going to pick them up again just for the next couple of weeks and then just taper them down just so I've got something to pull. Yeah.
Awesome.
But can I just say congratulations on your win as well.
Thank you, Amy. I'm very, very
pleased. I was really proud of you.
I won at FedEx. I was in a lineup of 11 guys, and the guy that got second to me, Adam John Waite, he was standing in front of me like when they call the top three to, you know, come to the side of the stage and, you know, to get ready to come out for the presentations and stuff. He was standing in front of everyone, and he was just standing there, and he had just striated glutes. I don't know if you saw him, Amy, but he had literally, his glutes were totally striated, and I was just like, well, you know, maybe I'll get second, you know. But I was, you know, like looking back on the pictures and stuff like that, I can see, you know, obviously I didn't think I was going to win at that point, but I do see, you know, obviously it's not just obviously who has striated glutes and who doesn't. He was leaner than me, he was harder than me, but I think maybe I had a little bit of shape or whatever it was. You know, I was able to be a bit heavier because I was a bit taller, and obviously over in Perth as well, I won my class and I won the classic overall, and that was like, like even though there's more people compete against at FedEx, I think the Omara was like just as or more satisfying, and I could enjoy it a bit more too because at FedEx I was so hectically busy, but now it's just, yeah, I'm just so stoked to have won those, and I'm very, I want to thank 24/7 Power Fitness because they I mean, Kerry Wood at Power Fitness, she helped out a lot with you know, comp fees and accommodation.
She did. I saw her post on Facebook, Proud Mummy.
I didn't even see that, I don't think.
She said she was very proud.
Oh, I didn't even saw that. I don't know if I was tagged in it or not. But you get so many Facebook notifications and stuff after you compete. Like, you just, you kind of see a few, and I think, like, maybe I've been dogging some people and stuff like that. So hopefully I haven't. I have to go through all my old notifications and stuff like that. But yeah, she's been a great support.
She's, Kerry's awesome. Kerry always is. And like, she, I had a quick chat with her on Sunday night at the show, and she was judging, and yeah, she was just wrapped for you. So it was really nice. And I was sitting next to Holly as well. And just before you came out, like, we were waiting for you, Xavier, and Holly was getting really sort of anxious.
Was she?
Yeah, oh, yeah, she was stressed. She just wanted you to do so well, like, I could just see it. And when you came out, like, every pose that you hit was awesome. Loved your routine. And you know what else I liked?
What's that?
I said to Holly, oh, my God, Xavier's matched his costume to his eyes.
Do you know what? That made me, like, I felt like every time I had a photo taken backstage, I looked like I had, like, crazy eyes or something. I don't know if it was the costume.
They were exactly the same as the costume. Exactly the same. And on stage, it was, like, even more so.
Yeah, I didn't even realise that. So that was quite funny. But I remember actually looking down and seeing you and Holly in the front row, and it, like, I see this, like, look on Holly's face of, like, anticipation and just nervousness, yeah, and just, like... I think she's a lot more nervous than I am. Like, it's actually surprising. I don't normally get nervous before contests, but at this show, I was actually like, you know, because you come out and do your routine first at the finals, and I had a little peek through the curtain, and I looked out into the audience, and I'm like, okay, there's 1,500 seated seats here that are totally sold out. There's people standing up across the back. So who knows how many people were there, probably about 1,800 people. And it was just like a night show, you know, everyone's drinking, having a good time and stuff, and we did our routines first. And I was actually, that was the first time I've been nervous getting on stage in quite a while. And I think, I don't know if it's because it was in so long or what it was, or I'm not sure. And I was feeling pretty terrible backstage as well, mixed that I couldn't drink any water even after pre-judging or anything. So I was feeling...
I know that you haven't been well all week either, so
yeah,
and that puts the pressure on because you think, you know, you're not going to be at your best.
Exactly. So, I was sick all week too, so it wasn't... That wasn't much fun. Like, on Tuesday before the show, I was, like, in bed, aching, couldn't go to the gym, couldn't do anything. Like,
yeah.
So that wasn't much fun. But, I mean, it makes it even more satisfying that you go through sometimes so much. And then to get the win, it was awesome. I mean, I walked off stage, and I had Tony Doherty and Amanda Doherty there, standing ready to go on and do some, like, talking and stuff like that on stage. And then I see Branch Warren, and I see Larissa Reese, and I see Aaron Stern. Like, they're the first five people I saw on stage, and I saw Holly. So,
it's so cool.
It was pretty crazy. And, like, to get those guys over to WA to, you know, be at this local show, which I wouldn't even call a local show because, it's, you know, we had a lot of...
interstate competitors.
Yeah, interstate competitors. And we had, obviously Scott Goble, Justin Figuera. We had Marika, we had Joe Pitt, we had just an absolute ton of Chris Thomas. We had a ton of people coming across. Actually, one of the bikini classes as well.
There was a tall girl with blonde hair as well, like really attractive girl that came over from Victoria. I forget her name in bikini. There was heaps.
I know who you're thinking of too. I can't remember her name. I'd know it if someone said it, but yeah.
Yeah,
the top three in one of the bikini classes was actually all interstate girls, which was...
Jeez.
Yeah, I
couldn't
believe it.
Girls would be pissed.
I couldn't believe it. So that was...
That's cool, though. That's good.
That was very cool. So I think this show's going to grow, and I think there's some big news going to be coming out, hopefully over the next... I don't know when it's going to come out, but, there's things in the works and stuff of this show and to make it grow and get even bigger. So I want to thank Mike O'Mara for putting that show on, and obviously Tony Doherty and Amanda Doherty for coming over and
supporting
obviously
getting, so good to see.
Yeah, they got you up on stage, they got Ebony Quince up on stage, and you girls got to obviously two new IFBB pros, you got to kind of speak to the Perth crowd, and they got to hear, you know, your plans and all that kind of stuff, and I thought that was really cool, and you spoke really well on stage, Amy, so I was proud.
Oh, thanks. I love the microphone, don't I?
Well, you do. You've been very, very good on the microphone, especially on the
radio. Tony said to me, "Why don't you? Geez, I couldn't shut you up." And I said, "I'm sorry. How long did that go for?" No, I enjoy that. I really enjoy that part.
Yeah. Did you catch Larissa Reese and Aaron Stern's guest posing?
I love that. How good was that?
It was so funny. Really freaking cool. Like,
Yeah.
You wouldn't think that, like, you know, two figure girls guest posing, like, how entertaining can that be? You know what I mean? You get to see her physique, that's it. But Larissa Reese, she just, like, played it up absolutely awesome. And I saw most of it. I mean, I was watching from the side of the stage, but, yeah, I saw most of it. And then, like, obviously Branch Warren and stuff, they all was, like, posing together and stuff. And it was just, I thought it was absolutely awesome. And
how long are Erin Stern's legs? She has just the longest legs.
Yeah, yeah. And everyone was in it. The thing I loved, everyone's in a really good mood as well. Like, yeah. You know, Branch was talking to people. You had Larissa Reese. She's, like, she's super friendly. We actually, myself and Joe Pitt went down to Mike's gym and we recorded a training video of her, like, 2 days before this show.
Yes.
And it was with Danielle O'Mara as well. And, yeah, it was like, it was Rob Tchimsky was doing a photo shoot at the same time as well. So it was kind of like half training video, half, like, you know, photo shoot type thing. So. That was really cool, and we got to speak to her and have some photos with her, and we saw her actually at we went out to have a feed afterwards as well, and Holly got a photo with her, and I actually asked her about guest posing. I said, that was really cool, you know. I said, you know, have you done guest posings before? Have you done many? And she goes, no, this is actually my first one, but she said she's getting inquiries and stuff about guest posing. So I think that's really cool, but we've got figure girls that are getting, you know, plenty of inquiries about doing guest posings, you know, because she is so entertaining, you know.
Yeah, she really is. She's just got this, like, such a unique look, and she's really cool to watch. And that's funny. We were there, such a paparazzi on Sunday night, weren't we?
Yeah.
Went out to dinner, Fast Eddie's. What time was that? Midnight? 1 o'clock? Something like that?
Yeah, it was late. It was very
late. It was really late. Because I hounded, like, yeah, Gally said to me, get a photo with Branch, because I desperately wanted a photo with Branch, but I felt so stupid asking, because he was just at dinner, obviously, minding his own business. And, yeah, you and Gally forced me. I'm glad you did.
We had to. Yeah, exactly. That's the same with Holly, because Holly was like, I'm like, get a photo of Larissa, and she was really happy when she got one. So
yeah, it's a good feeling.
Anyway, Amy, we're going to head to a break, and we'll have a few interviews from FIDEX straight after this, and then you and I will be back to wrap up the show and talk about some of the pro qualifiers at FIDEX.
Cool.
We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Editor-in-Chief of RX Muscle Australia, Xavier Wills, is an amateur bodybuilder who's won state titles and competed on the national level. He's been competing since the age of 16 and wants to bring his knowledge to you. Xavier offers full off-season and contest preparation plans at affordable prices to get you shredded and ready to hit the stage without sacrificing that hard-earned muscle. Xavier keeps in constant contact with his clients and offers text message support, weekly Skype or phone calls, and personalized assessments to keep you on track and get the results you desire. You can contact Xavier Wills on his official Facebook page by searching for his name. You can also find Xavier on rxmuscle.com.au, or you can send him an email at xavierwills@rxmuscle.com.au. Get in shape now. Contact Xavier Wills today.
This is IFBB Pro Sabrina Taylor, and I'm down under with Girls Dig Muscle Radio. Throw a brawn on that bobby.
Xavier Wills, RX Muscle Australia. I'm here at the International Protein booth with IFBB Pro Christine Enville. Christine, is it 12 weeks out of your first show of the year?
That's right, Xavier. 12 weeks to the Toronto Pro Super Show and the Omaha Pro Show a week after that. So, you know, it's good timing to have the FIDEX right now, because obviously we're, you know, starting to get in shape and that.
And you're not too deep into your prep where it's kind of too difficult.
Exactly. We've had a chance to relax a little bit this weekend, and then obviously when we get back home, back into the routine and you know, 12 weeks of hard work.
Yeah. Yep. Now, you competed last year, and I mean, you got better and better as you competed, but perhaps didn't get, I mean, in my opinion, you didn't get the places you deserved on stage. Do you feel like this year, coming back again, you're going to maybe have earned the respect of the judges, and you're going to maybe get a better look in?
Obviously, that's the idea. Maybe not still where we want to be, because it's only my second year back in. Yep. As a lot of people know, it can take several years to do that, but I know that, you know, last year I got better and better. This year, a lot of people are commenting that, you know, they can see the changes to my upper body. I put a lot more in the shoulders, the traps. You know, the aim is to have my back a lot harder than last year. So I know I've made improvements from last year. So hopefully that'll come into it as well. So people will be looking for me, and when they look, they'll see that it's a better package.
Now, we're at the International Protein booth. You guys have Brandon Ray out here this weekend. You got Adam Browner, who did the 212 Pro Qualifier yesterday. And you guys are doing some massive things with your company as well, in terms of the
products you bring out. You brought out a natural range. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Okay, yeah. Obviously, you know, the demand in the market is becoming more towards natural products. People are sort of, you know, wanting to get away from the artificial sweeteners, artificial flavors. They want something that's a little bit cleaner, but still nutritionally, you know, sound. So we saw that, and as everything that we do, we don't just throw something out onto the market. So it's something we've been working on for quite a while, you know, to get the flavoring right, because, you know, it's a lot harder with the natural flavors and the natural sweetness. So we've just launched a range here really at FitX. The full range is out, where we have a WPI, hydrolyzed whey, pea, soy, all that come in, you know, chocolate, vanilla and natural. And then we have our rice and an egg, which is 100% natural, so people can use that more for you know, cooking and just whatever they want to do with it, because there's not a lot, like egg, you know, unfortunately there's not a lot of that on the market. So that's been really popular.
And I love the fact that you guys have this range now, and you're giving the option to the customer where they can choose, you know, if they like the original products, they can get the original products. If they really want something that's, you know, doesn't have any artificial sweetness, they can choose that as well. And that's something that I enjoy too, so I have to get some samples or something like that from you guys.
We can definitely fix you up with that. But also, you know, I find I'm using a combination of the two products, namely because, one, I guess I do want to reduce, you know, artificial sweeteners, and, you know, when you do use a lot of supplements, unfortunately that's something that does come with it. There's obviously still a lot of things that are in our sports range, international protein, that aren't in the naturals, because they're, you know, very much more of a food product. But, you know, at certain times, you know, I've swapped out some of my, you know, my proteins and gone for, say, the hydrolyzed whey or even the soy protein, because I'm actually a bit of it, like, particularly when you're dieting, soy is actually a very underrated protein.
Yeah. You recommend that, do you?
Absolutely. A lot of people don't realize that it's what we call a muscle sparing protein, so if you're on low calories, it does actually, you know, preferentially provide some of the energy that you need without breaking down muscle, and it also can also increase thyroid activity, so it, you know, burns more calories. So, and particularly for women too, it prevents bone loss. So.
Yeah. That's Christine Enville, IFBB Pro. We're going to see her on stage in Toronto in just 12 weeks' time. For Christine Enville and Xavier Wills, rxmuscle.com.au.
Editor-in-Chief of RX Muscle Australia, Xavier Wills, is an amateur bodybuilder who's won state titles and competed on the national level. He's been competing since the age of 16 and wants to bring his knowledge to you. Xavier offers full off-season and contest preparation plans at affordable prices to get you shredded and ready to hit the stage without sacrificing that hard-earned muscle. Xavier keeps in constant contact with his clients and offers text message support, weekly Skype or phone calls, and personalized assessments to keep you on track and get the results you desire. You can contact Xavier Wills on his official Facebook page by searching for his name. You can also find Xavier on rxmuscle.com.au, or you can send him an email at xavierwills@rxmuscle.com.au. Get in shape now. Contact Xavier Wills today.
Xavier Wills, RX Muscle Australia. I'm here with the 2014 Figure Pro Qualifier winner, Elian Lopez. Elian, you have to be on top of the world. You were just over at the Arnolds. You placed, I believe it was sixth in your division. And you come over here, you beat out an awesome, awesome lineup, and you go into the pros and you get some really good call-outs as well. I mean, you have to be absolutely on top of the world.
Thanks, Xavier. I'm still a little bit speechless, I guess. Yeah, I feel amazing. I think this morning it kind of set in a little bit more once I returned back to the FitX and saw some people and had a few photos and things like that. But yeah, ecstatic and can't wait to see what the future lies ahead.
What was the whole day like yesterday? Like, you turned pro. Was it just like you were just pushed from one spot to the other and then chucked on a pro stage?
It was like just a big whirlpool. I actually was going to pull out yesterday morning, to be completely honest with you. A few things went wrong the night before. I completely did the wrong thing, and it happens. I think I let nerves get to me a little bit. I wanted this one bad, and everything went wrong, but then I tried. I was with good people, you know, I stayed positive, and in the morning I seemed to just look okay, and it obviously worked in my favour. So yeah, it was just a whirlpool. We went from this straight to the next one. My hair was still messy, makeup, you know, I didn't prepare, I didn't bring makeup, I didn't bring anything. I wasn't prepared to go pro yesterday, you know. So yeah, it was awesome. It all worked out, so it's good.
Was it a shock at all that you actually did turn pro after all these disasters? Because, you know, after almost pulling out of a show, and now you're an IFBB pro. You can compete with the best in the world, and you did yesterday. You competed against girls like Candace Keane, Heather Dees, all these girls. I mean, you've got to feel crazy.
No, it was awesome. I can remember sitting on stage next to Erin, and they called me out with Larissa Reeves as a comparison, and I couldn't believe it. I was like, I just wanted to touch them. I was like, I didn't even feel real. I was like, am I next to her? But no, I had to kind of forget about the names a little bit and just remember what I was there to do, so it was good.
What's your plans from here in terms of, I mean, do you know your plans in terms of competing, and what are you doing like next weekend? Are you going to be Australasians with your Mara or...?
I'll definitely, because I've got a little boy and stuff like that, and I've spent a lot of time in the States recently, so I think I'll spend the next little while with my son, and then I'll probably just head to the all-female the following week, just go there and see the guys there and support the girls, and then I'll probably sit down with Tony and Amanda from FMA and set up my future plans with the Pro League, and maybe looking at maybe even in India, a show in India at the end of the year.
The Shrew Classic?
Yeah, yeah. That's it. You know your stuff. Yeah, that's right.
I know my shows. I cover them
awesome.
Enough.
Awesome. I like it. Yeah.
Now, we're at the ATP Science booth, and they did a lot for you in terms of getting you over to be Arnold and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got some awesome products out now. The Prototype 7 is going insane, which is what we can see all behind us here. They've got their subcut, they've got their Block E and all that type of stuff. What's the products you like to use from ATP?
I definitely used the Prototype 7 once it was issued. I used that a fair bit this season, but predominantly the subcut, a lot of my legs, glutes, you know, that kind of thing, and also the Limitless, being a stim free pre.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I love the Limitless.
Are you one of the guinea pigs that they use?
Oh, very much so. I'm such a guinea pig. I've had that stuff everywhere. Bum. Yeah, no, that just sounded wrong. I've had the Prototype 7 on my bum. I've tested everything. It's good. I love it.
Awesome. Well, we can't wait to see you back on an IFBB Pro Stage, Eliane. You looked absolutely sensational yesterday. Thanks. Up there with the best in the world. We just can't wait to see you back on that Pro Stage. So for Eliane Lopez and Xavier Wills from the ATP Science booth, rxmuscle.com.au.
Editor-in-Chief of RX Muscle Australia, Xavier Wills, is an amateur bodybuilder who's won state titles and competed on the national level. He's been competing since the age of 16 and wants to bring his knowledge to you. Xavier offers full off-season and contest preparation plans at affordable prices to get you shredded and ready to hit the stage without sacrificing that hard-earned muscle. Xavier keeps in constant contact with his clients and offers text message support, weekly Skype or phone calls, and personalized assessments to keep you on track and get the results you desire. You can contact Xavier Wills on his official Facebook page by searching for his name. You can also find Xavier on rxmuscle.com.au, or you can send him an email at xavierwills@rxmuscle.com.au. Get in shape now. Contact Xavier Wills today.
Welcome back to Girls Dig Muscle Radio. I'm joined once again by IFBB Pro Amy Fox, and we are here to wrap up the show and talk about FedEx and the Pro Qualifier 2014, because we've missed it, I think, two shows, Amy, but I think it's understandable. I've been sick, and we were actually going to record one before the Omara, but like I just said, I'm too sick, I can't record, because I was at the point where I was like, trying to lie down and have a sleep. Yeah, I was trying to lie down and have a sleep in the day, but I literally just couldn't breathe. No matter how much like eucalyptus type stuff or Vicks I put on my nose, I just could not breathe. So I had to like sit up and close my eyes. That was about the best.
Poor baby.
Yeah, I know. Poor me. But and I don't think it would have been very fun hearing my voice as well. I mean, it's bad enough at the moment, but the other day it would have been like, yeah, you would hardly understood me. So we're going to talk a bit about FedEx. We had let's start off with the bikini that was on the Friday night at FedEx, and I was back at the hotel room watching this on the webcast, which is absolutely awesome.
Me too. How good was that?
Yeah, it was really, really good. I went down there initially, and there was a bit of stress and stuff with things mucking up and on our play-by-play and stuff and all that, but we got it sorted. But Ebony Quince, she wins her IFBB Pro Card, Platinum Labs sponsored athlete, which now I want to mention, actually, I'm sponsored now by Platinum Labs.
Yes, and
I'm
congratulations.
Very honored to be the first male athlete. So I want to thank Terry Katz and Matt Lowe for that. Absolutely awesome to be on board with those guys. And I'm joined by obviously Ebony Quince is an IFBB Pro who's on board with them, and Renee Smith, who's an IFBB Pro and is on board with them as well. So I've got some pretty good
crew.
Company there.
And Lorena Tolomeo.
Lorena, has she officially signed?
She's signed. She's officially signed as well.
Awesome. I like Lorena, so that's cool. But you know, we've got yeah, like an awesome, awesome crew there, and I've got some very good company. I'm very honoured to be on board with them. But Ebony, let's not take the focus off her. She won her IFBB Pro card. She kind of came out of nowhere. I mean, because she's from WA. She won the Nationals in October last year, and I still think she didn't get that recognition because she only done really a few shows, you know, not too many. And
she's quiet too.
Yeah.
She's not sort of in your face or anything. Like she sort of flew under the radar, didn't she?
Yeah, exactly. So I don't think people were kind of picking her, and I was going like,
always rated her, though, haven't you?
Yeah, definitely. I thought she I had her winning in October the overall in bikini. She won a class at the Omara Classic, but I had her winning in the overall, and she probably placed a close second or third. It was very, very high standard there. Zia won, who looks absolutely awesome too. But, I really rated her. I rated her physique. She comes in, and I thought she deservingly won it, Amy.
Yeah, easily won it. I thought she presented beautifully.
Yeah, and we had Marika in the class. We had Sarah Allen in the class. We had quite a few others, and it was just
Sarah Allen looked really good.
Yeah, she really did. Good. She did. She got. I think she got fourth. I think she might have got fourth at the Arnolds. I don't know. I thought she placed outside of the finals, but then I saw on her Facebook that she got fourth in her class at the Arnolds. So I'm not too sure actually what she placed there, and I'm not actually sure on the actual placings of the bikini. Pro qualifier, because they normally put the placings out, but I haven't seen them yet. Have you seen them at all, Amy?
No, they haven't done it this time. All they've done is they've just done for the Pro Q first place, and that's it. No one else has been placed. However, I have been told that some of the judges are giving the placings if you ask them.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, they're not publicising it.
Well, I do know, obviously, in the men's who got second in both of them, we had Scott Goble and David Cutler. Getting second in the men's open in 2:12,
so. Well, that's what I expected. Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty. I think that was pretty obvious to most people. Mm-hmm. But obviously, Eliane Lopez in the women's figure, ATP science sponsored athlete. She got, you know, she was kind of not picked to win this, like based on, you know, who did well at the Arnold. We had Andy Forbes getting second in a class at the Arnold. We had Emily Jean Bisgrove-Cole. She got fourth in her class at the Arnold. And Eliane got sixth in her class at the Arnold. So based on that, a lot of people were saying, you know, then you obviously added in, you know, Katie Morris and Sylvia Kovaskova, who I'm big raps on.
So Belinda Potter looked good too.
Yeah, Belinda Potter. She's in great condition as well. And so you add in these girls and you kind of think, well, Velian was, you know, one of the lower placing ones at the Arnold, which obviously she wasn't low placing because, you know, sixth in a decent sized lineup at the Arnold is, you know, obviously a massive achievement. But you would just kind of almost assume that these other girls would be favoured or they'd win. But she comes in and she brought, I thought, a better package to the Australian comp.
Yeah, I agree.
And she almost pulled out. She considered not doing it because I can't even remember reasoning now. There's so much going on at FedEx when I interviewed. I can't even remember. But I'll insert her interview, actually. People would have heard her interview, actually, before they were even hearing this bit. But, she considered pulling out, and I'm glad she did it because she won her IFBB Pro card. And you know what? She fits the standard really well.
I think so. Well-deserved.
Yeah, her physique. And on that pro stage, you know, it showed. She got some decent call-outs, you know. That's around the last call-outs, but there was only so many girls in that figure lineup, and it was a really high standard. Yep. So, you know, for her to obviously, you know, and I love the way they judged it with the pro judges. So you had Lee Thompson, he was judging it, and you had, you know, I think a few of these other pro judges as well. So it was really, you know, it was done to the standard of the IFBB pro ranks.
Yep,
judging.
Totally.
So I think, Eliane Lopez's physique is very much that of, you know, an IFBB pro, and I'm very, very happy for her.
Yeah, me too. I think just her overall presence as well, like she posed beautifully, her hair and makeup was spot on, like her skin was flawless. She just had the look, and like I've had a good chat with Eliane since, like, a couple of times, and she's really hell-bent on, you know, bringing in her back and her bum and her hamstrings a little bit more, and if she does that, I think that she'll place very highly in the pro ranks now.
Has she told you about any shows she might be doing?
Well, she's coming, yes. we both decided we're doing the New York Pro.
Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
So we'll be roomies.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I'm excited for both of you girls doing that because that will definitely be all over that RX Muscle.
And Renee as well. Renee's coming.
Oh, yeah, of course, Renee's coming. That's cool. So you've got three Aussie girls doing it. We'll be covering that. Obviously, RXMuscle.com will be covering that, and we'll be getting all the photos as soon as they're uploaded, and we're putting them straight up on rxmuscle.com.au, and we're putting them on our Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff. So if anyone wants to, you know, see how you guys are doing. What date's for New York again?
It's on the 17th of May.
Yeah, so how many weeks away is that? That's like, what, 2 months?
Awesome. 8 weeks as of Saturday, just gone.
Awesome, awesome. So I absolutely can't wait to see how you go there, and obviously the other girls as well. But Amy, that's pretty much it. Obviously, you were the other pro card winner there on the female side, and we had you'll be on the men's physique as well, so I'll chat to you quickly about that.
Love it.
James Cant, a 20-year-old guy from, I think, New South Wales. He comes in, he beats the whole field, he wins his IFBB pro card at 20, which is just absolutely amazing. Beats out the likes of Anthony Rufus, who was probably the favourite going in, Joe Pitt, Joey Wills, and a few others as well. Did you have James winning this comp?
I didn't know. I knew it was going to be a toss-up between James and Anthony. I thought that Anthony would win it, like, based on his popularity and how well he's been doing so far. But, I mean, James is just gorgeous. I just think that, you know, the way he presented himself on stage this time was worthy of the win, and congratulations to him.
Yeah, definitely. And, obviously it was everyone had – like, I was mentioning to Joe Pitt, who was over here in WA at the Omara Classic. I was mentioning to him, I said, you know, it was so tough because all you three guys had such different physiques, because I believe it was James Cant in first, Anthony Rufus in second. I think Joe Pitt got the confirmation that he was in third. So it was very tough. They all had such different physiques. James, obviously, you know, did very well at the Arnold. I think he got, what did he get, like third or something?
I think so. Or second. Third or fourth.
Okay. He placed well, though. He placed well in, like, lineup of, like, 50-odd. So
he got noticed.
Yeah, so he did absolutely awesome. And, obviously, you know, he got noticed over there, and he got noticed here as well. So congratulations to James. And, obviously, Amy, congratulations to you. I could not be happier for you. I was backstage at the time when you was on stage, which sucked because I really, really wanted to see you winning. But, I did hear your name. Said, you know, Australia's, you know, first IFBB physique pro or whatever was said, and they, you know, Amy Fox, and I was just like, yes. I knew he was going to win, but I was like, yep, that's right.
It was so cool.
Also, I want to mention before we wrap up the show, Anne-Marie Lassaire, she did the St. Louis Pro last weekend, and she placed 12th out of 18 competitors. And, she wasn't, you know, her NABBA hardness, she wasn't that really crazy conditioned look, but obviously, you know, 12 out of 18, American show and stuff is not bad at all. So
exactly.
Definitely a good achievement there. And it looked like a pretty tough lineup. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, it did. It really did. So, she's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And congrats to Anne-Marie, because obviously that's it's a big achievement, obviously, going over there. And it's a big trip going over there to, you know, compete in America. So congrats to her. And I just want to mention, we've got that training video coming out with Larissa Reese. We've got an interview of you coming up. It's going to be up on rxmuscle.com.au as well. We've got a training video with Ebony Quince that's going to be going up. So this is all going up in the next 1 to 2 weeks. So make sure you stay tuned to rxmuscle.com.au. Also, can you please, if you enjoy our show, please leave a rating and review for Girls Dig Muscle Radio. 5 stars, obviously, would be preferred. But, yeah, we're absolutely killing it. We're doing really well in terms of our numbers with the show, so I'm very, very happy, Amy. And hopefully we'll have some sponsors jumping on board very, very soon. And also share on Facebook as well. If you enjoy our show, just click the share button and encourage your friends to check it out and listen to our show. And like RX Muscle Australia on Facebook and Instagram, and to keep up to date with all bodybuilding and women's news around Australia. So that's it for episode number, probably, I think, 8 of Girls Dig Muscle Radio. Tune in
8 or 9, something like that, yeah.
There's something around there, something around there. So tune in every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. for your weekly dose of Girls Dig Muscle Radio. For Xavier Wills and Amy Fox, we are out. Like we always do at this time. I get to shine, to shine, to shine, to shine, to shine.